Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Pete Costanis, and this is episode 47, season 2. We got a fun-filled show for you today, and I will be talking about my memories of my favorite candies from the 1970s that are gone and are still around. But first, here's a commercial that is associated with this theme, and the commercial is Nestle's $100,000 bar from 1979. Enjoy.
Carmel, $100,000 bar, chewy, chewy Carmel, $100,000 bar, extra rich in Carmel. Nestle's
$100,000
bar.
Chewy, chewy caramel combined with lots of toasted crunchies and a rich chocolatey taste. If you love chewy caramel,
this is your caramel bar.
Ah.
Nestle's $100,000 bar.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. I played that before on a previous podcast episode. $100,000 bar was a very good candy bar. I used to eat it all the time when I was a kid. Now it's called the 100 grand. It's still around. You can still find it at stores. Today we'll be talking about, as I said in the introduction, my memories of my favorite candies from the 1970s that've been discontinued and they're still around, or you can find them elsewhere in the United States or in Europe. And today's date is August 10th, 2021. So, first off, I start with this memory. I remember watching commercials when I was growing up on television. When I came home from school, I used to watch reruns of TV shows like Gilligan's Island, Magilla Gorilla, Speed Racer, Bewitched, I Dream a Genie. And let's see what else. And Batman was on Channel 32. You know, the stations were on Channel 9, Channel 32, Channel 44. And they had commercials of candy bars and gum. And those things are embedded in your memories. And mine, of course. And they're wonderful products. They're sticky. They're sweet. It's not really good for you today, but good for you when you were a kid and fun. So anyway, I wrote an article that was dated on September 7th, 2019 on my blog, which is vanishedchicagoland.blog. You can find it there. And I wrote a little article and I listed all the my favorite candies that I had when I was a kid. And some I still eat to this day. And last week, I completed a jigsaw puzzle, and it showed candy wrappers. And it was fun, and I did that in a couple days. I didn't work straight through. You know, I took breaks and all that, but it was fun doing that. It was 1,000 pieces. I enjoyed it. So, for example, the ones that shown, the candies that were shown on the puzzle, I'll just read off a few. Of course, it was M&M's. Mike and Ike, Bonkers, if people remember that. There was an old candy bar called Old Nick. That one's old. That one goes way back in that. Let's see what else. Bonomo Turkish Taffy. I had it once. You know, I was little. It was very good. Let's see what else. Black Cow. That was good. Slowpoke. I think they're still made. And let's see, what else? Jujubes, or those. Dum Dums, those lollipops. There was Powerhouse Candy Bar that was made by Peter Paul Company. Cracker Jack, still around. Mallow Cups, Bazooka Gum, Pop Rocks. I had that in high school. Those are good. Let's see. That's about it. And the one that stood out the most for most people was the Marathon Bar. And that was one of my favorites. And a lot of people remember that. They wish it would come back. You know, it was like a pretzel. It was covered with chocolate, filled with caramel. And I remember the commercials on TV where they had a character, when they had a villain, and he would do anything fast, you know, and furious. And then the hero Marathon John will come and challenge him to eat a marathon bar. But the villain never wins because it's too, he's too, he's defeated by the candy bar, and because he's enjoying it, and he weakened. So those commercials, you can find them on YouTube. They're a lot of fun to watch. I think one of the actors that played was Patrick Wayne, son of John Wayne. I believe it was him, and there was other guys. So I don't know exactly when the marathon discontinued. Probably, I don't know, early 80s. You know, it was a shame. Because I love that candy bar, and most people did. So that was a lot of fun to eat that. Anyway, so I'm going to read off a list of the candy bars that I remember that maybe perhaps you would remember as well. Okay, and here we go. Let's see. Well, first off, I mentioned M&M's. There was plain and peanut. Now they have other flavors. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. They have caramel now. I remember they had what else? Almond. That's very good. Around the holidays, like for example Easter, they would have pastel colors. Christmas time would be red and green, of course. Halloween would be probably brown, something like that. I can't think of what other holiday. Oh, Valentine's Day would be like pink and red. You know, very pretty colors like that. This is a toss-up between plain and peanut. I like plain. I really do. Peanut, you don't have many M&Ms in the peanut pack. Not much, but they're tasty, but I like plain myself. Okay, the other one is Good and Plenty. I remember that. I love black. A lot of people don't like black licorice. I do, but with Good and Plenty, it was very sweet, but I liked it. One time, there was a story where my mother told me that one time I had a Good and Plenty and it almost got stuck in my throat. I was very young. I don't know how this happened, but my mom was scared to death. I thought I would choke. But later on, you know, one time I bought a box and she was worried. She goes, well, I was in grade school, so I was careful. You know, I didn't want to do that, you know, just scare her like that. But I still like it. Still around. They also had Good and Fruity. It was okay, but I like Good and Plenty. I remember the commercial with, let's see, what was the engineer? You know, Choo Choo Charlie. You know, he was riding on the train. He was going up and down the hill. It's a classic commercial. You know, people remember that. You can still find that on YouTube as well. Anyway, okay, the next candies we'll talk about is Chuckles. I used to love those. They're like gumdrops. They come in flavors, cherry, lime, lemon. The black ones I like. I like those. And I can't think of the orange, of course. And next one we have Chiclets. It's spearmint, peppermint, you know. They had the bite-sized Chiclets. I remember I used to buy those. They're teeny tiny ones like that. Those are good. Beech nut gum. Like, for example, I don't see that anymore. So beech nut gum, which I remember Stripe. You know, beech nut Stripe gum. I remember that. I used to like that. That was a good gum. And let's see. Next, we have Adam's ice cream gum. Now, this came in the early 70s. And I remember, I think I tried the choco one, and then came in flavors vanilla and strawberry. It's just a choco one, I remember. They don't make those anymore. The next ones we got is milkshake candy bar. Now, I've had that once, and that's discontinued. And the other one was butternut. They come from the same company. I think it's called Hollywood, which makes Payday. Payday's now make is made from another company. And can't think what, I think it was Zero. I remember that candy bar. Milkshake, I remember the commercial. The first time when I moved to Roseland in 1974, we got our new black and white TV set. And the Munsters were on. And I remember the commercial, after the commercial break of the show, it was Milkshake. And they showed a two animated cows dancing. It was hilarious. You can still find that on YouTube, you know, and that's, you know, they're shaking their stomachs, you know, like belly dancers. It's hilarious. So that was a good candy bar. Next, we have the Bun Candy Bar. I remember that. I remember Ringmaster Ned on Bozo Circus advertised that. I think there was chocolate and maple. I think I tried the chocolate one. Bun is still around. I don't know if it tastes the same. Next, we have Charms. Lollipops and Charms Blow Pops. Remember when it was a lollipop and had the bubble gum inside? So you would suck the lollipop and then have the bubble gum. That's a fun treat. I really like that. Next were the Peter Paul candy bars. There was Powerhouse I mentioned before. There was two they don't make anymore. It was called Caravel and Almond Cluster. Same ones that make Mounds. And Almond Joy. And I remember, everyone remembers the commercial of Almond Joy and Mounds. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. It's a catchy tune. I like that. And I like Mounds. I really do. The coconut, this one had dark chocolate. The Almond Joy had milk. But they're both good. Next, we have Bit of Honey, Bit of Chocolate. That was good. I like Bit of Chocolate. That's good. Next was Chunky. I didn't like Chunky because it had raisins in there. I'm not a fan of raisins. I like eat raisins in a box to eat. And I like the Chunky chocolate. I remember having that. That was good. That was very good. Okay. Next we have Lifesavers. Lifesavers, I love that. But I like the five flavor. But now they make a tropical fruit. I don't care for that. But my favorite Lifesaver is Wild Cherry. If I see that, I always get it. I like that. And during the time when I grew up, they had two kinds of Lifesavers that they don't make anymore. One was Lifesavers Gum and Lifesavers Lollipops. Those are good. Charleston Chew, still around. I used to eat that when I was a teenager. You know, you put them in the freezer, and then you let it sit there for a while. And then when you took it out, you just smash it. You know, and it was good. And they came in chocolate, vanilla. Vanilla was good. I like that. Next was Razzles. You know, they're candies, but they're really bubblegum. Those were good in that. Next one I mentioned, 7-Up. Not the drink, but there was a candy bar. Excuse me. Next was Zagnut. I remember that. That came from the Clark bar. So there was a Clark candy bar. There was a Clark coconut bar. I remember that. The others I mentioned, Zero, Payday. There was Mars Bar, which I like that. They still make it, but it was like almond with nougat. Very good. The next thing I mentioned was Forever Yours. Now, that's on, I posted a photo of that yesterday on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland, and on my other accounts. And it's like a Milky Way, only it was dark chocolate with nougat, but now it's called Milky Way Dark. And then they changed it to Milky Way Midnight. And it's still the same, but it was delicious. Next thing we have is gum, like bubble gum. Bubble Yum. Oh, Bubble Yum's still there, but when this was introduced when I was in high school. I used to chew it all the time. And they came in flavors regular. There was grape, that I remember, and spearmint, which I like spearmint and the regular flavor. I like that. Also, Bubblicious, I remember that one. And I remember the commercials they had. Also, Hubba Bubba, I like that one. Next, we have Clark Gum. Everyone, this came in the 60s. There was Clark Tea Berry Gum and Clark Fruit Punch. And there was another one called Clark Cinnamon. And they don't make those anymore. Fruit Strike Gum, I remember. Oh, I remember Bub's Daddy. Everyone remembers those long gum. It was good, like that. And next there are two. Oh, I mentioned Nestle, the $100,000 I mentioned, and I mentioned that earlier in the podcast. I play the commercial, and there were two that don't make anymore. One is Nestle's Chocolite and Nestle's Triple Decker Bar. And Chocolite was the best. I love that candy bar. It's very light. Wish it came back. Okay, next one is Clark Bar. I mentioned that. It's still around, I think. Yeah, I don't know. It was Hollywood Candy Bar. Next up is Summit. That was like late 70s, early 70s. There's a commercial, I believe it's on YouTube, that featured Kathy Lee Gifford. And she was in that commercial. It was like it was chocolate wafer. Very good. Freshen Up Gum. You know, when you chew the gum, there's the liquid in there. And it would squirt out. It reminds me of a candy bar in the 80s called Chewels. That was, I remember that. That was those. I don't think Freshen Up is around. I haven't seen it, but Chills is gone. I know that. Next candy is Velements. I remember the commercials with Kathy Lee Gifford, and it was, you know, she's out in the wilderness, in the snow, and or skiing. And then, you know, I've had it. It's very good. Next is Pom Poms. I'm not familiar with that. Toffee Fae. Oh, it's still in the stores, but I remember the commercials. It was like a little cup. It was covered with caramel, and then it's filled with a hazelnut and a little chocolate. And it came in a four in a pack. And those are good. I love those very much. Okay, and next we have Slowpoke Pop Lollipops. I mentioned that. Black Cow, that too. And, oh, we have Reggie Candy Bar. When Reggie Jackson was a very popular baseball player, very nice guy, and there was a candy bar introduced by him. I had it once. All the candies that I mentioned, I bought them at two places in my old neighborhood. When I lived in the southwest side of Chicago, one was, well, actually another one. There was White Hen, 7-Eleven. The other two were drugstores. One was Edwards Drugstore. It was located on West 79th Street near Bogan High School. And the other one was Crestline Pharmacy, also near Bogan. It was in the plaza right next to, well, not really next to, but there was a Barnaby's Pizza place. I used to go there for pizza during high school. Next is Snick Snack. That's an old one. Bounty. Bounty was chocolate-covered coconut. I think they make those in Europe. That was good. Here's some strange gums. People would remember this. There was Blackjack gum, clove gum, and Beeman's gum. They were strange tasting gum. And some people like it. Some people don't, you know. The other one, oh, candy cigarettes. I don't think they make these anymore, but they were around when I was a kid. And you could find them at drugstores, mostly at Woolworths. I remember seeing those at Fort City Shopping Center. Kreskies, I remember seeing those. Mallow Cups, they're like, it's like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but it's filled with marshmallow. Those are good. Next is Tootsie Rolls. I remember the Tootsie Rolls where they were midgies, they're little ones. They came in flavors like vanilla, vanilla, strawberry. I remember orange, little stuff. I think they still make them, I don't know. Oh, you have a Snickers Munch Peanut Brittle. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Bar None. That was good. From Hershey, excuse me. Can't even talk. Okay, and let's see. Hershey's Whatchamacallit Bar. I used to love that. That was good. The other ones are still around, like, for example, Nestle's Crunch, Nestle's Milk Chocolate Bar, Baby Ruth, Butterfingers. I'm not a fan of Butterfinger. I don't know why. It's something about it. It doesn't taste good to me. People love it. You know. Then we have Goobers and Raisinets and Snow Caps. Those are found at movie theaters. And I like the, not the Raisinets, but I like the Snow Caps. You know, they're like little tiny white stuff. And the chocolates, those are good. GGBs, I mentioned. Dots candies. Those are like gumdrops, and they really get stuck in your teeth. Like that. So, Dots candy, I mentioned that. Pal bubblegum, you know, like little pieces of gum. Yeah, they still make those. Let's see, Godstoppers. Oh, I love that. I think I remember Godstoppers where you would put a Godstopper in your mouth and change color. And you know, you took it out of your mouth and you saw what color it was. I remember doing that. The other ones are still around, for example, like next, Three Musketeers, Snickers, Milky Way, Starburst is still there, Charms, Candy, I mentioned that with the lollipops, this is hard candy, Skittles. Skittles are like M&M's, only they don't have chocolate in them, they have fruit flavor. I like those, they're very sweet. Ooh, very sweet. Other ones still around, Tootsie Pops. Oh, we also have Willy Wonka candy bars, where there was the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that starred Gene Wilder. That movie is far out and it freaks you out, but it's a fun movie to watch. And they had Willy Wonka Oompas, Wonka Bar, Willy Wonka Scrunch Bar. I remember those. Sweet Tarts, if you like those. Milk Duds, those are good. O. Henry, Junior Mints, Sugar Baby, and Sugar Daddies. Those are good. There was Whoppers, Star Bar. Hershey Bars, there was, Crackle and Mr. Good Bar. Mr. Good Bar wasn't crazy about. Crackle is like Nestle's Crunch. There was also Special Dark that came out later, which is semi-sweet. It's very good. There was Red Hots, Bottomless Turkish Taffy. Turkish Taffy, excuse me. That was a good candy bar, but, you know, it's went out of favor. I don't understand. It was very popular in the 60s and the early 70s. I don't know. Then we have Gold Rush candy. They were like little, they came in a bag, you know, like if you're, hunting for gold. It's like that. Fifth Avenue candy bar. That's good. Twix. I had Twix later on, not in high school, but it's still around, but that's a good candy bar. Very good. Also, there was Bozo Bubblegum. Bozo had his own bubblegum. Bazooka. It was called also Dynamints. Do you remember that? That's Dentine. I played a commercial about a couple episodes ago, and they were like Tic Tacs. That's what they were. Pop Rocks. You put them in your mouth, and they're popping in your mouth. Those were fun. As I mentioned before, there was Adam's ice cream flavored gum, but there was also Adam's sour cherry, sour orange, and sour grapes. And that came like in the late 60s, early 70s. I remember that. Dentine is still around. They have Dentine Ice or other ones. I remember the commercials in the late 70s, early 70s, where the jingle was brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine. Those are hilarious. They're still on YouTube. You can find them. Also, we have Trident, that's still around. Carefree Sugarless Bubblegum or any other flavors. There was another one called Amarole Sugarless Gum. I don't know what that was. It was strange tasting gum. Also, Certs. You know the classic commercial with Certs. You know, click, click, 2 minutes in one. Double Bubble, Orbit Gum. Orbit Gum was there when I was in high school, but then they discontinued it, and now they brought it back. And I remember seeing that in when I went to Greece in the summer of 79. I used to see Orbit. Okay. Let's see. Well, Hurry Up. I had Heath bars, Cadbury chocolate bars from England, Kit Kats, Whistle Pops, Rolo, Hershey Score Bar. Remember that? Clorets. They had Sidekicks candy bar, Tootsie Pop. They had Tootsie Pop drops. Next one is peanut butter with no jelly. That was a weird candy bar from the Peter Paul company. I remember that one, but I don't think it happened. There's Twizzlers. Those are still around. They're good. Tic Tacs. I remember the commercials. And, of course, there's York Peppermint Patty, which is still around, but it's a good candy bar. If you like mint with chocolate, that's good. That's very good. Okay, that is a long list, and you can find that article on my blog, Vanishing Gondoland blog. If you do a search, like, for example, type in candy, you'll find it. Anyway, so I use this topic for discussing candies for the entire episode. That's something rare I do. Okay, so that'll be all for today. I'm glad you can join me. I hope you enjoyed my memories of my favorite candies from the 1970s. I had a lot of fun, and hopefully I'll do a next episode probably this weekend. Let's see, we're close to the episode 50, so we'll do something special. Also, one other mention. Next month in September is Bozo Circus Month. I will do something special for this entire month. I will do a podcast, maybe one or two episodes, make a video, and write a story on my blog, on Vanished Chicagoland blog. So it'll be a live month. So it'll be a busy month. It'll be a busy month for that. Okay, well, thank you for joining me. And this is Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. I will leave you now with Ray Rayner. He will say bye-bye for now. So we'll have a little traveling music from him. So bye-bye now for me. And take care, everybody. Okay, take it away, Ray.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.